We all need some good news right now, don't we? And we've got some for you this morning. Koalas have been sighted again in the Pilliga Forest of northwest New South Wales. Once a stronghold for the koala and home to one of the largest populations in New South Wales, the Pilliga koalas were pronounced extinct just 2 months ago by the state's parliamentary koala inquiry. Over the past decade, thousands of koalas have died from long periods of heat stress and drought. But now they've been sighted or heard in the east, south and west of the Pilliga. David Paul is an ecologist who's been studying the fauna of the Pilliga Forest for the past 27 years. David, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
The experts, you amongst them, were as good as certain earlier this year that there'd been a massive regional extinction of koalas in the Pilliga. But it turns out that's not so, which is great news. What have we seen?
I mean, it is good news. I think that verdict was a little premature. As it turns out, everyone was concerned, and for good reason. We've known that they've been on a severe decline since about 2013, when the last comprehensive surveys were undertaken, and found that the koala had contracted, 8% of its former range then. And then we had the severe drought conditions, and there was a lot of concern. But luckily this year, good news, and the rain fell, and the koala started moving about, and people started seeing them.
I mean, when you gave your evidence, the parliamentary inquiry in New South Wales on koalas, you said, "I was unfortunately witness to the decline of the Pilliga population, and I would say a completely unviable population." What was that and the advice of other experts based on, that there was no trace of them, they weren't moving around? And what did you think had happened, that they'd been basically killed by the heat, really?
Yes, that's the main factor that most scientists agree on as the main reason for the decline, is the fact that it's been a severe drought out here. In the Pilliga, it's sort of more marginal country in many ways, but there are areas of refuge as well. And Pilliga's a big place, and it's difficult to know exactly how many mm-hmm. there are, and numbers have always been difficult to estimate for koalas. We just knew the trends, and in 2019 there were very few records, but there were some actually in 2019 that were recorded and are in the Wildlife Atlas, or BioNet it's called.
Okay.
And, so that's good.
So is it too early to say that population in the Pilliga of koalas is now saved, is now safe? Can we say that?
Yes, oh, definitely. No, this just tells us that there are pockets of koalas hanging in there, and they've been seen particularly along the eastern edge of the forest. And we hear a lot of bad news about koalas, but, there's a lot of landowners out here who love their koalas, and they've been telling me. So I've been collecting sightings from landowners around the forest, and it seems there has been an increase in sightings this year, following the really good rains that we've had.
In terms of the Pilliga, it's also been in the news because the gas company Santos wants to drill 850 wells in the Pilliga for its $3.6 billion Narrabri gas project. How close has that proposed project come to the recent koala sightings, and is that an issue in your view?
I think so. It's going to cut right through the middle of where, the koalas have been sighted recently, in fact. And it's probably the last thing that they need because of all the impacts that we can expect to result from this kind of industrial-type development through a forest. So Santos are planning to remove about 100 hectares of koala habitat, within the forest, plus opening up the forest to feral predators, increasing the bushfire risk, and all of the noise associated and lighting and all those kind of things, which koalas generally tend to avoid if they can. So we've got a struggling population. The government really needs to act and start coming up with some ideas about how to ensure that we don't lose this population.
Well, the government's come up with ideas for some other koala populations. Yesterday, the state government of New South Wales gazetted a new national park, well, over the weekends anyway, in the Southern Highlands, which is, you know, with the hopes of protecting koala habitat. Do you welcome that move?
Yes, certainly. Welcome any move to protect koalas. They do need more protection. We need more koala reserves. But we also need to start investing for private conservation in a more determined way. There's certainly farmers out here with lots of koala habitat on their properties who receive no assistance, and I think that that would be definitely a good way to go, particularly in this one. These koalas use public forest and private land, and so they're kind of moving in a cross-tenure way, and we really do need to rethink how we are going to tackle these issues if we're going to increase our koalas by 50%, as the New South Wales government likes to think. The first way we do that is to prevent further loss of existing populations. And so genetic diversity really is the key.
All right. Well, it's a good start with this good news this morning, David. Thank you very much for bringing that to us.
No problem. Thank you.
David Paul is an ecologist based in the Pilliga Forest, north of Coonabarabran in northwestern New South Wales. And we will follow that story with great interest because it's not the only area. They've also had koala sightings around Moree and around in the nearby Warrumbungles National Park. So some good news on that front, plus that announcement by the state government over the weekend. And a postscript to this story, that report was produced by Greg Borschmann. Greg has been a senior member of the RM Brekkie team for 20 years now, and over that time, his passion for the natural world has kept us really at the forefront of environmental reporting. Greg is leaving Breakfast today, and his next project is a book he's writing, coincidentally, on koalas. Who would have thought it? Greg, I just want to say thank you for all your great reporting and good luck for the future.